Now, let me just say this, is the Bible does actually teach imminency. The only difference is it's not about Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yeah.
The Bible actually teaches the imminency of the Antichrist,
right,
which poses a very big problem.
Yeah.
Because if you have Christians teaching the pre-tribulation rapture, claiming that the coming of Jesus Christ can happen at any moment, that means you have the vast majority of Christians expecting for Jesus Christ to come at any moment. Whereas the Bible says that the Antichrist can come at any moment.
Yep,
and you know what's going to happen? He's going to show up, and what is it? What is mainstream Christianity going to think? Oh, he's the Christ.
Yep, yep.
He's Jesus.
That's right, yeah.
He is the Savior. This guy has come and helped us. He's going to help us, and he's the Savior of the world. This is the Christ. You see how deceptive this is? You see how dangerous this can actually become?
Yep.
Now look, obviously, if you're saved, you're not going to be deceived by this. The deception is going to be so great, the delusion is going to be so powerful that if it were possible, they can deceive the very elect. But look, anybody who's saved, who has the Spirit of truth dwelling within them, they're going to wake up and see this is not right. This guy's wicked. He's the Antichrist.
Amen.
But at that point, it's probably too late for many of them. Okay? And you can reference my Revelation 6 sermon on that. But mainstream Christianity, which in my opinion, the vast majority of them are not saved.
Amen.
These liberal fun centers that believe in repenting your sins, they teach false doctrine in regards to salvation. They have, you know, they've apostatized. They're not saved. They use different modern versions of the Bible. These people are going to be deceived. They're going to be deceived hook, line, and sinker.
Right.
When this man shows up, I mean, they're already Zionist. They already believe that the Jews are God's chosen people. Good night. You slap a Jew on that, you know, Christ. It's done. They're going to buy it. They're going to believe it. They're going to be deceived by it. And look, folks, that could actually be referring to the great falling away. Is when you have mainstream Christianity just following this individual and, you know, thinking that he is the Christ, okay? The Bible says that that day shall not come except to come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Go back to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. And look at verse 23. It says, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not.
Amen.
That's interesting. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders. So you know what? The Pentecostals are going to have a heyday with this. Gloria a Dios, hermano. Hallelujah. They're going to be like, man, this is all these signs and wonders. Because the false prophet is going to do signs and wonders. He's going to show great signs and wonders. He's going to give life unto the image of the beast. So that it can speak and bring forth fire. I mean, they're going to do some pretty miraculous miracles in those days, and those miracles are going to validate to Christians and people all around the world that this guy is divine, basically. Okay. False prophets shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. So this delusion, these miracles, they're very deceptive, even to the point where if it were possible, we could be deceived. So it's going to leave us in awe as well. We're going to see those signs and wonders and be like, whoa, this guy's doing this. But we obviously know this is not of God.
Right.
Okay. Behold, I have told you before. I told you. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. Why? Because for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. What is he saying? It's not a secret, folks. And look, the coming of the Antichrist is a secret.
Yeah.
Because in Revelation 6, when the first seal is open, he comes on a white horse, just like Jesus comes in Revelation 19. He comes on a white horse with a crown and a bow, and he's going forth conquering and to conquer. Gee, I wonder why he comes on a white horse. Oh, that's right, because he's coming in the place of Christ to set up his earthly kingdom. But at that point, we don't really know his identity. So he comes secretly into this world. And when people begin to say, hey, he's in the desert, he's in a secret chamber, don't believe it.
Yeah.